We welcome to the Kenny Rhoda Show once again our good buddy Sam Amico from Fox Sports Ohio and AmicoHoops.net, outstanding Cavs beat reporter. Sam, thanks for making time for us. Are you ready for Game 6 tonight?
I think I'm as ready as I'll ever be, Kenny. It's fast approaching.
The reason I ask that question is this, Sam. Did you think you would be going to a Game 6?
I did not. I thought once they lost at home that they just, you go back on the road. I mean, everything was set up for them to fail, and lose in Game 5, and nobody expects them to come back and win this still. So you just have to take it literally. Just think about tonight, and then you get yourself in a Game 7 and you have LeBron James, anything can happen.
Sam, the performance by LeBron and Kyrie Irving, how good was it? You've seen a lot of basketball. Where do you rank that duo's performance?
I think it was probably the best. I can't think of anybody who put together a better two-man performance than an NBA Finals game. Now, maybe there's somebody out there, and that's just off the top of my head, Kenny, but it was a historic. To me, how many times have two teammates scored 40-plus points in the same finals game? I don't know that that's ever happened.
No, it was the first time, Sam. I think it's happened maybe in other playoff games, but it never happened before in an NBA Finals game where two guys each had 40 or more.
Regardless of what happens, Kenny, the Cavs will always have that game. That was the biggest, may have been the biggest win in their history. To go on the road at such a place. I mean, you think about the Warriors at home. You think about the Warriors anywhere. They're 73-9 in the regular season. And, you think about how many games they lose at home, which is what? They were, 50-3, 51-3, including the playoffs at home? And to go in there and win that game, to me, just spoke volumes. I know the Warriors didn't have Draymond Green, but if you went in there and you won a game at a place you weren't supposed to win, and one of your big three did nothing. He didn't even show up. And then you got two guys, to me, just put on a historic performance. So, the Cavs, it's hard to think about when you're a Cleveland fan, you want to win a championship so bad. That's true. And that makes sense. But if you just look at that game, you'll never forget that game if you saw it, because that was truly a historic performance.
It'll go down in history as an even bigger game should the Cavaliers be able to do something nobody's ever done, and that's come back from a 3-1 deficit in the NBA Finals and win it all. But to get to that Game 7, Sam, to have that chance to complete that unlikely task, what must they do tonight in Game 6?
Kenny, they're going to have to get another worldly performance again from two of their big three, offensively and defensively. They've got to be in tune with Curry and Klay Thompson, where those guys are at all times. Look, if you're going to lose on three-point shots, lose to Iguodala, lose to Draymond Green, who can hit them? Those guys can hit them. Lose to Leandro Barbosa, but don't let Curry and Klay Thompson beat you, because once they get going, that's it. There's no way to stop that. So you've got to keep them. We saw Klay Thompson shoot a couple of 35-footers the other night. Shot one was an air ball. Keep them out there, and make the others beat you, because those guys aren't going to beat you more often than not. So you've got to really get after it defensively. You can't let the guard down. And again, I think you're going to need, 30-plus points from at least LeBron and Kyrie, if not both.
Sam Amico is our guest, Cavs beat writer for FoxSportsOhio.com and AmicoHoops.net. The Kevin Love conundrum, what's going to get him going? How can he be more effective against a team that is just an awful matchup for him?
That's just it, Kenny. This team is such a terrible, terrible matchup for him. It only got worse now that they're going to go smaller with Bogut out. That's not going to help Kevin Love at all. He just has not been able to get much going against smaller players, the low post. He can't hit his jumper. I just think he's just a bad fit right now. The only thing you can do is keep going to him and hoping that, he's going to draw fouls. He's got to be more aggressive, Kenny. When he has the ball against smaller players, he's got to be more aggressive and feel more confident. To me, he just doesn't look confident going against guys who are 2-3 inches shorter. you know, and I just don't know. He's not passing well out of the double team when they drop somebody else down on him. He's been an absolute mess, and it just keeps getting worse. And he's playing too soft against a team that preys on soft players. You've got to be tough against this team. So he's got to change everything that he's done in this series to do a complete about-face, come and play with confidence, play big, and play strong. Otherwise, it's going to be more of the same.
It's a different level of competition. But we saw him in the final two games against Toronto bounce back and have huge games and help the Cavaliers win the Eastern Conference Championship. For me, the one thing I think he needs to do, Sam, that will maybe get him going is pump fake, get to the free throw line, draw fouls, get to the line 10 times. He's an 80% free throw shooter. 8 of 10 plus a couple of threes. Oh, guess what? You're looking at 14 points and then hit the boards. If he's not going to score a lot, at least give me boards, if nothing else, and get to the free throw line. Agree?
I agree. Kenny, I don't understand. I get it when your shot is off. People have shooting slumps. People don't shoot the ball very well. I get it when you can't get the ball where you want it or where you need it, below post, so you can't get anything going points-wise. But with him, there's no excuse in this series not to rebound like crazy.
Yeah.
You're bigger than everybody else. You're already a better rebounder. He's just not being smart enough. He's not being aggressive. And I'm not sitting here judging the guy. You can see it by doing a simple eye test. He's just not getting it done.
How short is the leash that Tyronn Lue has for Kevin Love tonight in taking him out and putting Richard Jefferson in?
Well, I don't think Ty Lue's talked about that, Kenny, but I think it needs to be pretty short. You know, this is an elimination game again.
Yeah.
And you cannot take chances by not, you know, you can't worry, frankly, about hurting a guy's feelings. It's either produce or you have a seat. We saw last game, Ty Lue was not happy with Matthew Dellavedova. He put in Mo Williams in the second half instead of Dellavedova. So I think that we're going to see more of that if guys aren't producing.
How confident are you tonight, Sam? My poll here on Twitter is this. Your confidence level is 100% confident, 75% confident, 50% confident, 25% confident that the Cavaliers are going to win tonight. Where do you fit in?
The series is so unpredictable, I'd probably be wise to say 50. But I'm going to go with 75 because they're at home. They've got to do what they've done when they've played angry. And that's just the aggressive attack and come out, you know, very businesslike, but also attacking like they did in Game 5. You know, they were fortunate a lot in Game 5, Kenny, in the fact that Golden State missed a lot of wide-open shots. Now, they're going to have to hope that happens again tonight if they don't defend better. But I'm going to go 75% just because I'm feeling good and feeling like, they have the momentum.
Sam, I'll see you at Quicken Loans Arena a little bit later on tonight, bud. Thanks for coming on with us.
All right, Kenny, thanks for having me. I'll talk to you soon.